It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are joined by a pair of tourism leaders with Visit Tuolumne County, President and CEO Lisa Mayo, and Marketing Manager Jen Lopez. It's great to have you both on Motherlode Views again.
Thank you, BJ. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'll pose my first question to Lisa Mayo. A number of things to get into today, but recently there was a tourism summit that was held over at the Chicken Ranch Casino Resort. Can you take us back to that day and kind of talk about the purpose and some of the highlights that came from it?
Sure, be happy to. This was the second tourism summit we have done on this scale. And what we do is we are trying to bring people in, experts in the travel and industry realm, so that they can share their ideas and latest trends and insights with our stakeholders right here in Tuolumne County. It was really great. We had topics on social media, on AI, which is really a hot topic right now, of course, and integrating AI and if or when you should, that type of thing. We had a great panel of media folks, including a social media influencer, and then a more traditional media person with Visit California that works actually with all kinds of media. But it was really great, I think, for people to understand some of the terms that we use a lot, which is when we're talking about media, whether we earn it, we own it, and all that. So I think it gives some great insights into what we have going on in our office. But also, to me, the biggest highlight was this was the very first year that we did Tourism Industry Awards. And so that was really great to honor local employees in the tourism and industry field, or tourism and hospitality field, I should say. And it was really fun and quite an honor for me to get to present those awards for the first time ever.
I know we've reported on those in the past. Do you have them top of mind? Who were the big winners this year?
Yes, I know all the winners. So let's see. We had the Frontline Tourism Hospitality Award, and that actually was a tie. And that went to Tim Lopez with Black Oak Casino Resort, and then also Kara Moradi with Chicken Ranch Casino Resort. And then we had the Tourism Advocate of the Year, or Tourism Advocacy Award, and that went to Dwight Folian with Groveland Trailheads. Dwight's been very, very instrumental in really forming a solid partnership with the National Forest and going out and building some really killer mountain bike trails over in the Groveland area, the Ferretti Trails. And so that was really neat to see his hard work pay off. I've watched him over the years and just how dedicated he is. And then The last award was the Tourism Spirit of Tuolumne County Tourism Award. And that award went to Teresa out at the Columbia Mercantile 1855, just for all that she does to promote tourism in that mercantile. It went, people talked about everything from how, you know, her dress and the period clothing to what she offers in the shop, including, she makes it look like it's historic, but she has things for everybody with all the you know, dietary needs and all of that thing to offer as well. And she really gets out there and promotes a lot on behalf of Columbia and the state park, and does a great job. So these were, again, really, really fun to recognize these people in our industry. We'll be doing this again next year. I actually just want to start the nomination process now, but I'm sure we need to wait a few months. But we'll be making sure that the public knows, so that they can nominate folks that they think are deserving of these amazing awards.
So putting on the summit, is the main goal kind of to educate, or is it to network, or a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. And I think that it's really neat to see the last couple of years we've heard following the summit from various partners of ours that were like, oh, hey, I met so-and-so, and now we're doing this together. And that's really, you know, Tuolumne County has so much to offer, and sometimes it can feel like people are in their silos in their town or whatever. So this was an opportunity to have people kind of, we actually had a panel about that, about working together. We had Echo Adventures, and we had the Motherlode Escape Rooms, and they all talked about just different ways that they partner within the county with different businesses to really leverage marketing and just, you know, to amplify what they are doing and how those businesses can work together.
Jen Lopez, anything you'd like to add in addition to what Lisa said about the summit?
Yeah, I think it was just really exciting to see everybody come together and network the way that they do. I think a lot of great ideas came out of it for a lot of the attendees who were there.
I'll go back to Lisa Mayo. How would you kind of describe the state of local tourism right now?
The state of local tourism is really interesting right now. We saw in the beginning of this year a pretty good uptick as far as in TOT, and that has since tapered off a little bit. But I think the biggest things that we are seeing is the decrease in the international travelers right now. There's a lot of reasons for that. But one of the things that we have done is we have really shifted our focus somewhat off of international. We still have our hands in that, of course, because we know that's going to come back. But and really focusing on the Bay Area, the LA market, you know, looking at where we have those travelers that are coming here and spending more time. When they're spending more time, they're spending more money in our local businesses. So that is really kind of something that we're looking at right now. And I think we're starting anecdotally to see those efforts pay off. And we're looking forward to seeing what the numbers are when we get those next year.
Used to hear about kind of the staycation. Is that kind of the concept?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, even locally, I think sometimes we take vacations in our own county. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why not? We have so much to offer here, and you can really feel like you're in a different area if you're coming from, you know, Columbia and heading to Groveland or vice versa. So a lot to do here. We are also looking at regional visitation from the Central Valley, from the Bay Area, Sacramento. So those are all really hot areas for us. And, you know, this last weekend, walking around Sonora, it seems like there's just so many people visiting right now. So many people in the shops, a lot of people with bags in their hands where they've made local purchases. So it's always great to see that this time of year.
Do you get involved with the Christmastown Sonora festivities that are taking place in Sonora?
We are involved as far as we promote it a lot. We have a really great billboard. I just saw it the other day in Riverbank, and it has the Red Church all lit up on this ad that we have on this billboard. And I was talking with Jen the other day and said, I just saw our billboard. It's incredible. And if I didn't know any better, I shouldn't say it like that. Not if I didn't know any better, but if I didn't know Sonora, if I didn't know this area, I would you say I want to go there, you know, and I do know it, and I do want to go there all the time anyway, but no, it's great. We work with the Sonora Chamber to help promote all the events they have. We have our social media team that goes out and does a lot of great promotions as well.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about tourism in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in studio from Visit Tuolumne County, we have the president and CEO, Lisa Mayo, and the marketing manager, Jen Lopez. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on tourism in Tuolumne County, joined in studio by the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Lisa Mayo, and the marketing manager, Jen Lopez. Lisa Mayo, I'll go to you with this next question, one of those political hot potatoes right now. But Yosemite National Park, there's going to be a fee for foreign visitors, $100 fee that's been announced. I'm kind of just curious your reaction to hearing that as somebody who leads the tourism efforts in Tuolumne County.
Well, as I was mentioning previously, we've seen definitely a downturn in our international visitors. Our international visitors are extremely important because they stay longer, they spend more money in our area, and they go back and they tell their friends, and their friends come and do the same thing. With that downturn, some of the reasons for that we've seen is just political types of implications, whether it's people being upset about tariffs or other things in the world of politics that we're looking at. So this proposal, actually not a proposal, but this order that came out is really just another challenge and another hurdle for the international visitor. When we had the reservation systems in place, which we haven't heard yet if those will be in place yet or not for this next year, but that was another thing that was just made it more difficult for international travelers to come here because it's one more thing that they're having to do. And now adding this additional fee is kind of one more thing that needs to be explained, one more expense. So many visitors are, they figure everything out before they leave. And so, you know, adding in another few hundred dollars into a trip, or maybe even not really comprehending exactly the system. Like, we're not even really positive right now what the system is or the fee structure. It's just another challenge. And I think it's just, if it was something that was maybe done at a different time, maybe, or at a lower level, I think that's something that we could work with and you know, promote and all that. But this is just, again, just bad timing, and it's a lot of money for people. So I know that there's been a lot of pushback in the local business communities. People are already seeing hotel reservations canceled and from international travelers. So it's disappointing at a time when we thought we were finally going to get to kind of move forward, have more impact and more say with the national parks, with the secretarial order 3434 that came out a few months ago. That gave us, was supposed to give us a seat at the table. And this kind of came out of nowhere for all of us.
And I don't know if this kind of data is even collected, but is there any idea how many visitors to Yosemite are international compared to those who come from the States?
You know, I don't think that they've had it broken down like that. We've asked for that, but I don't think I've seen that. It's more just just by the cars, kind of. So it'll be interesting. And my hope with this, if there is a silver lining, is that we will get some of that data now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over this next year. I'll go back over to Jen Lopez, the marketing manager. Are there any special events or things taking place this month or down the road with Visit Tuolumne County?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up on Tuesday, December 16th, going back to working with the Sonora Chamber, we do co-host with the Sonora Chamber the Holiday Mixer, which will be at the Sonora Opera Hall. Again, that's on Tuesday, December 16th. That is open to everybody. That's in the evening. And also the next day on December 17th, our office, our visitor center, we're hosting an open house all day long, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, open to everybody's. Come and say hello and enjoy some cookies and cocoa and take a look around our visitor center.
That's open to everybody. You don't have to be a member or anything like that?
No, you don't have to be a partner. It is open to everybody.
I'll stay with you, Jen Lopez. You know, how would you say are kind of the current strategies when it comes to marketing this area to people outside the region?
Well, fortunately, we work with an agency that has a lot of research under their belt that they can use to help us out. Lisa was talking earlier about the LA market, and those are showing that LA visitors from LA are staying in our area for about an average of 5 nights. So going back to they're staying longer, so they're spending more money. So we're shifting a little bit of our allocated marketing budget to that area. We have marketed in that area before, but now we have this newer research to tell us that that's a good strategy for us. But we're always going to stick with our drive markets with the Bay Area and the Central Valley, and moving more of our advertising into digital as well. The the results that we're seeing from our digital strategies is really amazing. And we hope to be able to share those numbers more going forward. But we're very pleased with how that's going.
Lisa Mayo, anything you'd like to add about marketing strategies?
Gosh, I think one of the things we like to do is help people to realize all the reasons there are to stay here. And once they get here, and one of the things we've done over the last couple of years is we've introduced these different trails. Like we have the craft burger trail, we have the craft beverage trail, and then just in October, we released the Veterans Memorial Trail. And that's those are really neat ways for people, and I'm bringing this up because I think for our local residents as well, to really kind of get around the county and see everything that we have to offer, try the food, you know, taste the beverages, and you know, visit these different places that honor our veterans, and it's very cool. And I think that's one of the neat things that we've been working on this year.
Talking about tourism in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views, Lisa Mayo, your office also oversees the Film Commission in Tuolumne County. Has there been much interest recently when it comes to filming?
You know, we have not had a ton of interest in filming, but we did issue, I think there was, the county issued 7 permits this year, and those were anything from commercials. I believe one of those was a Rivian truck commercial.
Cool.
That was filmed, and then we also had kind of a short docuseries that was filmed here. I know personally, I was going over the pass a few months ago, and I saw a motorcycle commercial being filmed on the pass, and that was interesting. Didn't know anything about it, very cool. As you know, we have such great opportunities here for filming, and it is something where we do keep up our website and our social media for film and all that. We do get a lot of inquiries. They don't always lead to filming, but we do what we can to get folks here to do that.
What is kind of the sales pitch or the offerings that we have that are unique that directors may be looking for here?
One of the most popular things is the jail. People want an old jail, and so when that opened up in the last couple of years, that's been used a few times for different filming, and it's really interesting to me. So, and Jen might have something to add too.
I was just going to add that it's free to obtain a film permit for Tuolumne County. Okay. Which is enticing to people.
Is that a unique thing that in other counties they have to sometimes pay?
A lot of times they do, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's various things where you would have to pay, like, for instance, to use the jail, because they need to have a deputy there when the filming's being done. But it's pretty nominal. So it's, Jen's right. It's very, very affordable to film here.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about tourism in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined in the studio by Jen Lopez, who is the marketing manager for Visit Tuolumne County, and the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Lisa Mayo.
Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking with Martin Hubberty, who is the chairman of the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors. He's also the executive director of the Calaveras Visitors Bureau. We're going to talk about county government matters and also promotion efforts in Calaveras County as well related to the Visitors Bureau. That's next week with Motherlode Views. Our final segment with Lisa Mayo and Jen Lopez is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking about travel trends in Tuolumne County. We have Lisa Mayo, who is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, and the marketing manager, Jen Lopez, with Visit Tuolumne County. Jen Lopez, I'll go back to you to kick off this final segment here on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It's kind of an important year, 175th anniversary of Tuolumne County, and I know that the Visit Tuolumne County has been involved with some of the promotions. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there was actually a committee that was, well, you could say it's a committee, a group of people from all different organizations that was formed earlier in the year. Supervisor Steve Griefer was part of that. The chambers, some of the chambers were part of that, and the tribes as well. And so what came from that was a logo, a new logo that was designed by our graphic designer, and the county really embraced it and went with it, and they're using it on their letterhead now, and it's on the, when you watch, you know, Board of Supervisors meetings, it's at the bottom of it. So they've really taken that and run with it. And now it's been evolved a bit for the 250th anniversary of the United States coming up next year. So it'll get another year under its belt. But the Yosemite Groveland Chamber, Yosemite Highway 120 Chamber of Commerce really took the 175th anniversary of the county and ran with it and did a lot in promoting it. There was a quilt made that incorporated the logo. They did a great job of incorporating it into the 49er Festival, which is their biggest event of the year. So it was definitely a group effort, and we look forward to seeing what's going to be coming up for the 250th of America in 2026. And we encourage organizations, if you're doing something special for that anniversary, to please let us know so we can help promote it.
Lisa Mayo, anything you'd like to add?
One of the really cool things that came out of this 175th anniversary was these really great ornaments, and they're beautiful. Jen could probably name all the different places, but I know we have one that is of the logo. It's beautiful. We have Railtown. There was
the
Groveland Jail. And these were created by Saber Design out of Groveland. And we actually do have some in our visitor center for sale. And if people come to our holiday open house next week on Wednesday, we do have some discounts going on that day. So they can still get their 175th anniversary of Tuolumne County ornament.
Cool. Lisa, how about the print travel guides? Is that something that you still do?
Yes, we absolutely still do our travel guide. And this is one of Jen's really big projects. And this year we're actually, I'll let her chime in here, but we're trying to make it a little smaller because postage has gotten so crazy. But so many people still want to have this really great piece in their hands. So when they come here, they've got their trip already planned. We also have it online, of course, and then it gets distributed in the Bay Area. But I'll let Jen add anything that she might want to that.
Yeah, so the travel guide is a great foundational piece for Visit Tuolumne County. And not only is it great for visitors who are looking to come to our county, but also for locals. There's a lot of great resources in there. We have a lot of locals that actually come into our visitor center, and that's the first thing we hand them when they're looking for something to do for themselves, something new, someplace new to dine or shop, but also for their family, friends and family who are coming to visit as well. So it's, I like to think that it's a really, really great piece. And
it is that foundational piece that you talk about, and everything that we do, like our website and everything, complements that. And it's a labor of love every year. But it's always a wonderful piece.
One thing, too, we almost got into but didn't dive into it yet is the latest travel numbers. Do you have those numbers to pass along?
I do. Thank you for bringing that up. I think sometimes when people look at the travel industry here locally, it's sort of taken for granted a little bit. And, we kind of, sometimes people get upset it's busy on the weekends or this or that. But what I want to say is that when we look at numbers like $308 million being spent in Tuolumne County by travelers in 1 year, that's a pretty significant number. That is a number that tells you that we have our favorite restaurants, we have our favorite attractions, our favorite things that we get to do around here. And a lot of times those things wouldn't exist without those traveler dollars. So I think that that's a pretty significant piece of our economy. It travels, the tourism and travel industry is our number one economy here in Tuolumne County. We also look at the tax receipts, and when we're talking about the transient occupancy tax, that will be near $10 million, if not over that, this year in 2025. And again, that's very significant. That $10 million goes right into the general fund, and it goes to what the supervisors feel are their priorities for spending. We do get a portion of that. We get we are currently at 16% of the transient occupancy tax collection, and that is reinvested into Visit Tuolumne County so that we can continue to grow that number, that $10 million. So hopefully next year it's 11 or greater. And so I think when we look at these numbers, it is very significant and a very important part of Tuolumne County's economy.
You know, looking out to 2026, anything new or exciting that you're keeping an eye on when it comes to like lodging in Tuolumne County?
Yeah, we're really excited that Under Canvas will be opening this April. And Under Canvas is a glamping resort. They set up their businesses outside of national parks, and they have a really amazing following of folks that like to go there and stay there. They are the first Under Canvas in California, so we're the first location for them. They'll be opening up out on Highway 120, and so I think that's something that we really are looking forward to. There was a little bit of delay in their opening. They were going to be open last year, and it didn't happen for just a few different reasons, but looking forward, we're really excited to go out there and see what they're doing and invite visitors to come and stay there as well.
Jen Lopez, do you do many things with the state organization Visit California to kind of cross-promote and help each other out?
Yeah, we actually do work a lot with Visit California on various projects. They have a lot of opportunities that are available to destination marketing organizations such as ours. We participate in their e-newsletter program quite a bit, where we can actually have a email that's dedicated just to Visit Tuolumne County and goes out to their entire database, which is over 200,000 subscribers, which is really fantastic. We always see really great results in that. A lot of requests for visitors guides through either people are calling us or they're going on to our website to request one. We participate in some of their marketing, international marketing programs as well. For an example, Expedia is one of the programs that we co-op with. We put in a certain amount of money and they'll match it to a certain amount of money just to leverage our dollars a bit more. Lisa sits on a couple of committees that are under the Visit California umbrella, by participating in all of these programs and Lisa's involvement with Visit California, it always puts us at top of mind with them and their team. And then we're given even additional opportunities to participate, like in familiarization tours and where they're bringing journalists in or tour operators and things like that, so that they're coming to our county and experiencing it for themselves, and then they can share that out too.
Lisa, we got about a minute left on this weekend's Motherload Views. One thing we talked quite a bit about in some past shows was development of a tourism marketing district. Is that something that's still in development? What's kind of the latest status?
Well, the tourism marketing district is currently put on hold. This is an assessment that would be placed on hotels for overnight guests. This was something that was requested we do from the county. And we worked on it for a couple years. And when it came right down to it, we did not have the votes from the lodging that we needed in order to pass this assessment. A tourism marketing district or a tourism business improvement district is the way that a lot of different destination marketing organizations are going to create stable funding for themselves. And so I'm going to say it's on the back burner right now, but it is not totally off the stove. So we'll be probably looking to the feasibility of doing that again in a few years.
Well, Lisa, Jen, thank you so much for coming on Motherload Views.
Thank you, BJ, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.